Operation Mike. Wind 320 degrees at 6. Temperature 5.3. Altimeter 3000.
Look at their eyes. I'm talking about the Gaza kids. Are brimmed over with tears and their little hearts are shattering out of fear. Did you hear the sound of explosion? His home was destroyed. Do you know the owner of the house? Are they familiar to you? Anyway, they are a human. Just like you. You know, after every explosion, a kid starts shivering like hell and never gets back to the person he was before. Listen, the destiny of the people in this land has been interwoven with the children's cries for 75 years.
رضيع هذا كل شهداء هذول حسبي الله ونعم الوكيل.
Look at that mother. The mother who is pressing her dead child to her chest. And over there, a father is standing on the rubble of his hopes. Here's just the smell of blood and gunpowder. Do you know how terrible the smell of burnt soil, the traces of blood everywhere, homelessness, darkness, starvation, and thirst is? A mother moans, a father screams, and a kid is no longer laughing. I'll narrate them. I will narrate the wounds which need time to heal. And the resistance will guarantee a bright future for them for sure.
Gaza Vibes.
Be calm, my little daughter. Be a hopeful baby. I know you're hungry, but please forgive me. I know you're cold, darling. I am cold too. I will never get warm. I know the secret behind the seasons. I know that spring comes soon. We should pin our hopes on God. That is why your father Ahmad named you Amal. So be calm, my hope. Let me tell you a story. This is the first, or maybe the last story that your mother tells you. The story of me, Ahmad, your brother Amr, and you, Amal. We had a beautiful home in Beit Lahia. Our home was small, but it was very beautiful. Oh, I can still remember the olive groves your great-grandfather had planted in our garden years before we were born. Your father and I had both lost our families in one of the Zionist regime's attacks, so we just had each other. Ahmad was a teacher and I took care of Amr at home. Oh, Amr, your brother would have gone to school this fall. The Zionist attacks had just started and many had lost their lives in these assaults. You know, my daughter, being a mother is an endless struggle for protecting your children. With the autumn's arrival, before the leaves fall, bombs started raining down. It was almost noon. Ahmad had gone to Beit Hanun and Amr was at school. That suddenly, where the bombs were falling down. I panicked then. Amr! Oh my God, Amr! The window's glasses had been shattered into pieces. I went out with difficulty and I saw people running toward the main street. Every step I took forward, I felt I was getting close to the school. I asked, where was the struck? Someone shouted, the school. Oh, Amr, my son.
Hiya, 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 hiya. هيا.
When I got conscious, I saw Ahmed beside the school's rubble. I screamed, Amr, my son, Amr. Your father searched for your brother's body, but what he found was just a piece of burnt clot. The next day, Ahmed took us to Jabalia by his friend's car. Situation there was not better. We then moved to Khan Yunis, where we are now. And I gave birth to you in a tent here. Oh, we were very hungry and had no food to eat. Ahmed went out to fetch some food, but he was able to bring food that was enough for just a week. But once he decided to go fishing, as his forefathers did as their profession. As the Zionist regime forces attacked the Gaza fishermen even prior to the war, Ahmed chose to go fishing at night. He told me, I'll come back with food. Was when Ahmed went to where Amr was. And here's just you and I, Ahmed. My dear girl, I am hopeful. Thank God, we're still at home. Here in Gaza, Palestine, our ancestral land. If we are destined to die, we choose to die here in our homeland. It's Ahmed and Amr. Darling, they are your father and brother. They have come to meet us.
This program is dedicated to the martyrs of Gaza.